Easter, the resurrection of the Son of God. Our scripture reading this week comes from John 20, verses 1 through 18, and I invite you all to read it. First of all, Bonnie and I like to wish all of you a happy and blessed Easter. Let's start and pray together. Lord, we thank you for loving us more than life itself. Today, our world seems hard and uncertain. So much pain and hurt and heartache surrounds us, and yet, knowing this, you still willingly gave up your life and became God with us and God who rescues us. Thank you, Father. Because of your sacrifice, we can spend eternity with you. We know there is no pain you cannot conquer, no hurt you cannot heal, and no life you cannot transform. Your death and resurrection prove that nothing is impossible for you. So today and every day, help us, Father, to fix our hearts and our minds on you. And as we do, please give us more of your joy, hope, and peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this year, Easter Sunday falls during the COVID-19 pandemic, as you all know. A time when we are secluded in our homes and told to wrap our faces with cloth if we dare go out for groceries and supplies. The other day, Bonnie sent me to the pharmacy and I saw people wandering or quietly through the aisles with gloved hands and masked faces. Get too close and you will register a wide-eyed look of alarm on the face of the people near. And we are all hiding from an invisible beast. Well, the beast is what people are naming this virus. It attacks ferociously in the night and with spiked fevers and aches and lung binding and hallucinations. Well, COVID-19 is a breathtaking virus. It steals the breath from people's bodies in a particularly terrifying way. It strikes suddenly, leaving us frightened and breathless, with no cure in sight. Well, the only thing we can do is hide away, covering our noses and face with cloth, hoping to keep the aggressive beast away from our lungs. COVID-19 is a death threat that has already made good on many lives. This brutal virus makes us feel that we are locked up in a dark tomb for an impossibly long duration. As though the darkness of Good Friday might go on forever with a little hope in sight. And yet all around us we see signs of spring, signs of awakening, signs of hope, and signs of a resurrection. We now know life that is dampened down, covered in what feels like funeral clothing. And yet, spring blooms eternal. All around us the birds sing, and the sun bursts out from the winter clouds. The trees bud, and flowers unfurl, the ground thaws, and God unwraps an entirely new landscape of color and life. But for now, we wait. Well, I wonder what it must have felt like for Jesus those 3 days in the tomb, knowing resurrection was imminent, yet waiting for the dawn to come on that magnificent morning when the stone was rolled away and the sun streamed through. When the angel of the Lord removed the funeral cloth from Jesus' face and the Holy Spirit breathed again the holy breath of life into his stricken body, made it rise like Ezekiel's bones in the valley of the shadow of death. 3 days of darkness, then new and restored life. Not the same life, but a restored, resurrected life. This Easter morning, as we celebrate, are we in hopes of a new life in Christ? But my hope and my prayer is that if nothing else good comes from these times, you all come to know Christ as your Savior. That's what Easter is all about. A resurrection to new life. Not the same life, but a new life in Christ. So this year, as we celebrate Easter, be certain and know, as we wade into the tomb, that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with you forever and ever. Amen. In his service, Pastor Joe.